This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 15th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Shutdown delays sites. California conserves 40,000 acres. And Greer says Trump and Z meeting still on. Shutdown adds more delays to site's reservoir. The Bureau of Reclamation has postponed public negotiating sessions with the site's project authority over an agreement for the proposed reservoir. The agency was scheduled to meet with the project proponents next week to hash out the terms and conditions of the agreement. Reclamation plans to reschedule the negotiations for a future date to be determined. The ongoing government shutdown has also shuttered the regional communications office. The project authority is relying on roughly $780 million in federal contributions toward the estimated $6.8 billion cost for constructing sites. With many federal agencies now furloughed or opening at reduced capacity, progress on critical interagency coordination, environmental reviews, and grant processing may slow or stall. That could delay the key federal clean water and endangered species permits and the distribution of funding tranches. Remember, the delay comes after Governor Gavin Newsom sought to prevent further delays by fast-tracking legislation in 2023 to streamline reviews for major infrastructure projects like sites. Announcing more state funding for sites, Newsom warned in August that each day we delay these water projects costs our state more money. California invests $128 million to protect 40,000 acres of farmland. California is moving to safeguard its agriculture heartland with the announcement of more than $128 million in grants aimed at permanently protecting over 40,000 acres of cropland and rangeland across 24 counties. Under the state's Sustainable Agriculture Lands Conservation Program, 52 projects will receive funding. 8 of the SALC projects will transfer more than 11,000 acres to Native American tribes that to support cultural and traditional agricultural practices. The money will secure other tracts for veteran-owned farms and for use by farmers in low-income communities. The California Strategic Growth Council, which administers the SALC grants, estimates the new acquisitions will reduce more than 3 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent. The state would have to take 777,000 gas cars off the road for a year to achieve the same reductions. Newsom framed the effort as a multi-benefit investment, preserving farmland and protecting biodiversity while limiting the conversion of ag lands to more polluting uses. Jennifer Lucchesi, director of the California Department of Conservation, emphasized that once prime farmland is lost to development, it's nearly impossible to recover. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Top U.S. trade official, Trump and Xi should still meet, says China overstepped. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer says that President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping still scheduled to meet at the end of the month. Greer said in an interview yesterday on CNBC, it makes sense for people to talk when they can't. Senior staff from both governments met Monday in Washington, Greer said, following Trump's announcement Friday that China would face new 100% tariffs next month. Trump posted on Truth Social after Beijing tightened exports of rare earth minerals. threatening new tariffs and to cancel the planned Z meeting. I think they have realized that they've overstepped, Greer said of the Chinese, but he also added that it's hard for them to find an off-ramp at this point. Take note, Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson said over the weekend that, quote, threats of high tariffs are not the right way to get along with China. They said the U.S. has undermined economic cooperation, including expanding trade restrictions and pressing ahead with port fees. The U.S. insists on going the wrong way. China will surely take resolute measures to protect its legitimate rights and interests, the spokesperson warned. Trump defends America First bona fides of Argentina package. Trump says financial support of Argentina is in keeping with his, quote, America First approach to U.S. foreign policy. Some soybean farmers and Democrats have criticized the package because of Argentina's potential to supplant U.S. exports in key markets. During a White House visit by Argentine President Javier Milei, Trump defended the measures, which include up to $20 billion in currency swaps with Argentina. Helping a great philosophy take over a great country would benefit the U.S., Trump said. If Argentina does well, you're going to have others following, he added, asserting that democracy and fair and balanced trading is growing on the continent. Trump downplayed concerns that China's pivoting to Argentine soybeans. Trump said, quote, China likes to draw wedges, but he added, it's not going to mean anything in the end. Take note, Illinois soybean grower John Bartman repeated farmers' concerns over the Argentinian support at a call with reporters yesterday. MAGA now means make Argentina great again, Bartman said, charging that South America has been the top beneficiary of Trump's tariff policies. National Farmers Union calls for swift relief for farmers. NFU President Rob LaRue has written to the president and to congressional leaders calling for swift economic support for farmers. LaRue said, quote, recently enacted trade policies and the resulting actions by other countries have wreaked havoc on our markets, driving commodity prices far below the cost of production. Meanwhile, input costs are projected to reach record levels in 2025. Farmers and ranchers, he said, need help, quote, as soon as possible to survive. LaRue says assistance should be balanced among regions and crops and exclude foreign-owned corporations and large, concentrated corporations. He also wants measures expanding domestic demand, including year-round E15 ethanol blends and increased biodiesel and sustainable aviation fuel production. Here's today's final word. This marks the end of some of the most ridiculous regulatory overreach our industry has ever had to deal with, and in some cases pay for. Common sense has finally prevailed. That's Roger Isom. He's president and CEO of Western Tree Nut Association, celebrating the governor's signature of AB 1046. The law exempts tree nut processing operations from having to comply with reporting requirements for sending waste to a landfill, since they don't do that. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 15th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.